You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Trax Power Sports. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. Our host is Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It's a pleasure to have you with me again for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. We'll be hanging around with you till 8 today. Just a reminder that we'll hand things off to Todd and Maria for the greenhouse starting at 8, and they'll take you right up to the pregame show. The Cougs are on the road to take on Kansas State today, coming off a big win on, was it Tuesday night this week, where they beat Baylor down at the Marriott Center? Number 11th ranked Baylor, which was a huge win for the Cougars. Anyway, the tip-off for that ball game against Kansas State is coming up here on the home of the Cougars at high noon. Both Navidomskis and Russ are off today, so I've enlisted the help of a couple of other buddies that you enjoy every week with their road trip and segment. One is Bob Grove, who joins me now from L.A. Virkin down in southern Utah. You're just getting out from underneath the gomboo cloud, aren't you?
Well, I tell you, this flu or whatever it is that's been going around, I've been told that it's influenza A.
Yep, same thing.
It knocked Susan and I out. We got it from our grandkids, and I'm over it now, but I'm in that lingering cough that just never seems to go away.
Did you have a fever at the beginning of it?
I did slightly. I think I came through it a little bit better than Susan did, but it put us down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no fun.
I had something last week that started on Wednesday early morning with a headache and then a sore throat. And I thought, oh, boy, here we go. Because both my daughter and my granddaughter had it. And the doctor told them influenza A seems to be the thing that's going around. The interesting thing is the clinic, and I didn't want to get too sidelined here on talking about, you know, going to the doctor, but they would not even test them for COVID because they said it wouldn't change any of the ways they're going to go about helping you. So I found that interesting.
Yeah, it is. I don't know that I ever had COVID. If I did, I didn't know it, but I certainly knew that I had influenza A.
Yeah, it's a it's a nasty bug. Also with us is Mark Wade. I appreciate him coming in a little bit early today. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, and it's nice of you to mention the Cougars who took on the Baylor Bears and took them to the cleaners. It was great.
Yeah. Boy, let me say this, and I everybody knows I'm a Ute fan, right? And you and I have some fun exchanges, especially during football season when we're squaring off. But I don't know, and the Utah fans really could learn something from the atmosphere down there at the Marriott Center. They pull out all the stops, and it has really turned into an event. More than just a basketball game. It's the place to be on a game night.
20,000 fans, and it's one of the big arenas in the country, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What have you been up to this week? You been out?
Not this week so much. I did get out and chase some sandhill cranes with a long scope, and that was fun. But Bob and I are headed down to Capitol Reef for 3 days starting Sunday night.
Okay, cool. I did enjoy your crane pictures. Were those the ones with the man-made nest that have been made available, or the nest post, I should say?
Those are blue herons, actually, up at the Eccles Wildlife Center up there above Bountiful. But the sandhill cranes have been down here in the Mona neighborhood down by Burriston Pond, and I've been able to get some pictures of them as well.
Yeah. Bob, tell me what you guys are going to have in your road tripping segment today.
Well, we haven't talked about St. George for a while, and this is the place to be this time of year. And so we're going to give a list of some of the top attractions, best things to do while in the St. George area. We know there's a lot of folks that are coming down here now and some that are planning their spring vacations. So we'll give you some ideas.
Oh, you were also down at Bryce, weren't you, at Ruby's?
I was there last week, and it's my annual trek. Winter trek to Bryce to get winter shots, sunrise, and Susan and I spent 3 days or a couple of days there, and went on the Queen's Garden Trail, and then I got up early for sunrise and as usual, I almost lost some fingers in the process. It's awfully cold there in the morning.
Yeah, what was the temperature, do you know?
Well, when I got out of the car at Bryce Point in the morning, it said 12 degrees, but I'm sure that by the time I went out to the viewpoint, it was probably at least zero or below. You know, I've been there at 13 below, and zero and 13 below feel the same to me.
Yeah, what's
very cold.
What's a few negative degrees once you get down that far? All right. Here's the other reason I'm glad you're on with me this morning. Becky and I, was it Friday night, Saturday, last weekend anyway, had some friends let us know that Gary Nate had passed away. Gary had come on the show, multiple times, certainly annually, every time the Warren Miller films would make their way through, which is just before ski season in the fall and early winter, because from all his years of being one of the principal photographers for Warren Miller, which I think I learned yesterday at his funeral, he had spent 40 years doing that. He still had his hand in the promotion of at least the Cache Valley showing of the new film every year. What a guy. And nobody, and you and I were just talking about this off the air, nobody really knew how old he was. He died at 87 years old. Can you even fathom that?
I was shocked when I saw that. I had no idea that he was 20 years older than me. You know, I always thought he was maybe within 10 years or so. He never looked his age. That's for sure. He's always a good looking guy. And I thought there's got to be a typo. There's no way he can be that old.
Yeah. And I had no idea until I went to the funeral services and I got to know his son, Ryan, and his son, Colby, who have agreed to come on the show. We may do this next week if they get all of the affairs taken care of. I didn't want to bother them in the midst of what they have to get done. But they're going to come on the show, and we're going to talk about their life with their dad. I didn't know that before, and what he's really known for is the Warren Miller connection. Matter of fact, they had that on the side of his casket, Warren Miller Films. But he was also worked for the railroad, as a recruiter at Hill Air Force Base, as a school teacher for a time, but had actually shot his own ski movie before he connected with Warren Miller and twisted Warren's arm to give him a shot. And it was a career that lasted 40 years. I had no idea of that part of his life.
Yeah, you know, it goes way back. You know, remember in those old days of the early Warren Miller movies, he was skiing and carried those big old heavy cameras, you know, on their shoulders. And the equipment they had back then, and it's just monstrous compared to today. And he was a good skier. But I met him through Warren Miller, too. I got involved in his movies. He was showing them in Ogden and also up in Logan and early in my business back in the early 90s. I met him, and he got me involved with some of the movies that he was doing, showing in Ogden and Logan, and got to know him through the years. But just a great guy.
Yeah,
I think I have so many fond memories of Gary.
Well, and what a character. My gosh. I'd always have to tell him when he came on the radio show, I'd say, Gary, remember, KSL has an FCC license. We have to maintain a certain decorum here. So watch what you say. But he was a storyteller right to the end. And one of those cameras that you're talking about, they actually had up at the Levitt Mortuary when he at his funeral service yesterday, the stories they told of the number of people that he impacted and encouraged them to get out and ski and follow their passions, just amazing. So I just lay that out there because I'm looking forward to having both Ryan and Colby on the show, and maybe one of the others that grew up in that very tight-knit group up there in Ogden that lived and breathed skiing and then did it their entire lives, which is a whole other story to tell, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think a lot of people realize that we had this legend right there in our backyard. Gary was so instrumental in much of the success with Warren Miller.
Yeah. All right. So more on that coming up. Anyway, the other thing we're going to do, maybe I mentioned that we were going to head to Sundance. Maybe I didn't. We're going to check in with Sundance Ski Resort, which, Bob, I think you might agree, may be one of the best-kept secrets for skiing in the state of Utah. Certainly one of the most beautiful corners to go strap on the boards.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, not only one of the best kept secrets, but also one of the most beautiful settings of any ski area I've ever been to.
Yeah, me too. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. News of the week is right around the corner. And then in the next half hour, after we get you a news update on the half hour, Tracy Meyer, who is the Chief Program and Education Officer at the National Ability Center, will check in. They've got a great event coming up, the 35th Annual Huntsman Cup, in just, a week or two? 2 weeks away. More on that just ahead. Stay with us.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.